Ford announced yesterday it will close a casting plant outside Cleveland. 1,200 employees will lose their jobs in the shutdown. It's part of a restructuring plan for America's second biggest car maker, dubbed The Way Forward. Ford plans to close 16 facilities in the next 5 years. From member station WCPN, David Barnett reports.
The other shoe dropped for Mike Theus yesterday. Like other workers at the Ford casting plant, he knew about the company's restructuring program. Still, he says the announcement that the Brook Park plant would close in 2 years came as a shock.
We anticipated that something like this might happen, but until they actually say something, you don't really feel the impact of it.
For Mike Theus, that impact will be on his ability to pay the mortgage and support the two kids he's got in college. More than 1,700 area Ford employees will feel the economic blow, 1,200 at the casting plant, and another 500 at a nearby engine plant that will be shuttered for at least a year. Ford is cutting thousands of jobs due to continued financial losses, nearly $3 billion in 2006, another $282 million so far this year. Brook Park Mayor Mark Elliott and the head of the local UAW spoke with Ford employees at a union hall several hours after yesterday's announcement. Elliott says the closings mean that the city will lose more than a quarter of its tax revenues. But that didn't come as a total surprise.
We've seen the decline in the auto industry. We've seen the reduced work numbers. So, you know, we've had to do our homework, and we've planned well. Still, it's a setback. There's no question about it.
Mayor Elliott says his city won't face a significant economic hit this year, but 2008 will be an uphill battle. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.